Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. All power on heaven and on earth. And yours is the glory forever and ever, Lord.
Forevermore, heaven come, the world is glory, grace to grace.
Praising in that time.
We just praise God in the language you're speaking, but just ask God to flood and fill our hearts this morning. We need more of you, God. We need you to flood and fill our lives. It's more of you and less of us. Let your kingdom invade us. Let us know that truth more deeply this morning. All we know is earthly fathers or earthly father figures, but He wants us to know Him as our Father, which is so much more, so much more. Not a father that you need to fear, not a father that you need to perform for so that you get His approval, but that He loves us completely. It's not acceptance based on performance. He wants that truth to really stick deep into our hearts. And if your relationship has been based on fear, God wants to set you free this morning.
You know, there are no perfect fathers in the world. There are no perfect fathers in the Bible. There's only one perfect Father. And He's our Heavenly Father. This morning, let's just hold on to what Nawaz said earlier. Let's just close our eyes. Think about your earthly father. And you know, whatever your father was like, you know, bring that to the Lord. Because whether we like it or not, our parents shape how we are. And they have a huge effect on our attitudes, our beliefs, our values, our behavior. And yet, just think about your father for a minute this morning. You know, for the good things that come, thank God for them. And I say, Lord, thank you. I'm sure all our fathers had shortcomings. Okay, but right now we just want to thank God for the good that was in them. And then, you know, when we remember the things that were not so good about our earthly father, some of the things we say is, I never want to be like that. And what often happens is we do become like that. So if there's any hurt that you have, release forgiveness right now. You know, release forgiveness. No? Anything your father may have said or not said, done or not done, you know, release forgiveness. Your father may be alive or not alive, you know, but let's release forgiveness. Say, Lord, bless my father if he's alive. And then let's look to our Heavenly Father, who's the only perfect Father, who loves us unconditionally, who will never let us down, who will never let go of us, who will always take care of us. Let's run to Him. Let's get hold of Him. Oh. And let that Father heart of God, yeah, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, reveal to me the Father's love this morning. Yeah. One of the things about being filled with the Holy Spirit is that we receive a spirit of adoption where we know that we are children of the Heavenly Father. And so ask God this morning for a revelation. Say, Lord, help me to understand this Father heart of yours, how I can be adopted, how I'm adopted in your family. It's something that we receive by the Spirit. It's a spirit of adoption where you know that you belong to the Father. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord. Lord, as a father, I confess my faults, my weaknesses, my imperfections, which are many. Lord, we forgive our earthly fathers because none of us is perfect. But Lord, we look to you, the perfect Father, the Father after whom all fatherhood is named, Lord. And we draw closer to you. And we say, Lord, would you give us that spirit of adoption, Lord, that we would know that we belong to you. We are adopted into your family. We are loved for eternity, that you will never leave us or forsake us. You are for us all the time, even when we sin and let you down, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
I think it's a good time to pray for all fathers in this room. It's a tough job, isn't it? Parenting is a tough job. You sometimes don't know how hard to go in, when to pull back, when to let it slide. It's difficult. How many of you have got teen children? It's difficult. Sometimes you don't know what to do. We're foxed, yeah? Oftentimes we're foxed. We just pretend to be very knowing everything sometimes. And We get it wrong. We take wrong decisions. Sometimes we should have just let that slide. It wasn't that important. We chose the wrong battle. And sometimes we let something slide which we shouldn't have. We said, no, I should have corrected that. And we make mistakes. Any of you fouled up? If I had more hands, they would all go up. You know? I've fouled up as a mother, I'm saying, so many times. Sins of omission and commission, guilty. Yeah. So let's pray for fathers. Let's pray for the fathers in this room. If you're a father, could you raise your hand, please? And we want to pray for you. You know, especially if you've got younger kids, there's a whole thing awaiting you. And you want to be steering them in the right direction. Isn't it? That's the heart desire of every parent. Yes. That they will grow up right. Amen. They'll make right choices. Yes. And by the time they're 18 and when, you know, or 20 or 21, your job's done. And you can proudly stand back and say, I think I've invested well in this child and core values have been put in place. That's the heart's cry of every parent, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Parents who are here, Madhavi, isn't that? You want your parents, your kids to be making right choices apart from you. I feel that. Joanna, don't you? So let's pray for the fathers. Come on, let's just stretch our hands out to them and bless them this way. Also, let's pray for moms. I think it's a good time to just pray for parenting. Parenting grace, we all need it. So girls, if you can, moms, raise your hands, please.
All those moms.
Whether your kids are big or small, whatever, tall, yeah. And the rest of you?
Okay, the rest, all those who are non-moms and non-dads, pray for us. Yeah. Come, let's move out.
Yeah.
come.
Yeah. Quickly, you don't have to go to your parents. Go bless somebody else.
Go bless somebody else.
Shine for your glory, you alone are God. You every mountain must fall to tell of your glory, you alone are God. Eternally worthy of praise, we join with creation.
Sare do